It's the second day of Eid al-Fitr, one of the greatest religious events for Muslims across the world. However, instead of celebrating the events, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are mourning for the loved ones killed in Israeli attacks.
It's time for celebrations across the Muslim world, but not for the Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip, who are under relentless Israeli strikes.
This Eid is totally different than any other. We were supposed to have new clothes for the Eid. We have been in these clothes for 5 days now. The rest of the countries out of Gaza have their happy Eid and are celebrating. We have only misery and sadness.
Gazans have been targeted by more than 3 weeks of Israeli attacks. On the first day of Eid al-Fitr, several children were killed as they were playing in a park.
The children were playing and were happy, enjoying Eid, and they got hit. Some lost their hats, others their legs and hands.
Me and my family went downstairs and I found my son covered in his own blood. And not just him, loads of children, children whose heads were blown off.
Israeli airstrikes and shellings have hit various locations across the Gaza Strip.
Suddenly, missiles poured down like rain. We left our homes. People didn't know where to go. People were screaming.
Why did they destroy this mosque? What was its fault? There are no vandals inside or people from Hamas or Fatah. We are all brothers. We come here just to pray.
The majority of those killed have been civilians, including children. Israel claims that the ongoing onslaught is aimed at stopping rocket attacks from Gaza.
The phrase that is always used in Arabic language to congratulate people for Eid, it's Eid Saeed, which means happy Eid. Even before Eid, 2 days before Eid, Palestinians started using Eid Shaheed, which means that Eid is a martyr as well.